will be the final video within this playlist, either permanently or it's just going to be left alone for some time. Can't really do much more on it. And because of that, I suppose it is time that I laid out my feelings on what has caused this. I've just been putting out the proofs of what we're looking at, making that obvious, and I'm still not 100% confident, but I can lay something out for you. And people have got ideas, like these things have been cut down, you know, in the pre-flood world by giants. Well, if that's the case, they must have been a lot bigger than what we can imagine. Yes, when you know, you look at some of the size of this stuff, it's either giant beings, our creator. I've had a feeling personally for quite some time that either the Great Flood or some event prior to that flooded the entire Earth and then froze over, because I've always denied the Ice Age. That maybe there was some type of Ice Age, there was a Great Flood and it completely froze across the entire world. And all these, what they call mesas, these flat tops, have not been caused by them being cut down. It's literally where the ice, everything below the ice petrified, you know, and as it, everything died due to there being seawater everywhere, salt water. You see, that doesn't work out because, you know, I say that all sand has been created from the petrification of these trees, or the original tree. All sand, all lime, everything has all come from calcification, petrification, and everything I speak about is everything that has come from a tree. Because if you want to believe the mainstream scientific view on this, that it's all earth tectonics being caused by some kind of comet hitting the earth, when it looks exactly the same as your wooden flooring, if you buy laminate flooring, the pattern that's on the screen is exactly what you would get.